Welcome to my podcast, Food from Abroad. In the first episode of this podcast, I and guest Sota Maruyama talked about American food and Australian food. My podcast might be making you hungry, but this podcast, Food from Taiwan, New Zealand, and Thailand, also makes you hungry. On this episode too, I will introduce the unique food that you have never heard before.This is Kyosuke Shinjo, and you are listening Food from Abroad. I will talk about Taiwan food and New Zealand food based on my actual experience, and then I will talk about Thailand food, which is one of the most my favorite food. Actually, I have never been to Thailand, but I have a friend who live in Thailand. Although he can't participate in this podcast,I asked him some questions beforehand. I will talk about those stories. In this podcast, I will provide you three stories about Taiwan food, which has a unique smell and appearances. New Zealand food, which has been inherited from indigenous, and share my Thailand food experience with input from Thailand friend.First of all, I'm going to talk about Taiwan food experience. Which kind of food do you imagine when you heard Taiwan food? Most people answer, I don't know, but it's similar to Chinese food. Actually, that answer is almost correct, but they also have Japanese food due to background of history. The Taiwan food has been developed on country food.Taiwan placed next to China and Yonaguni-jima of Japan's island. It means Taiwan placed between China and Japan. So Taiwan has been affected Chinese and Japanese culture, including food. In addition, Taiwan was governed by Japan since 1895 to 1945. This is a factor that Taiwan has been affected Japanese culture strongly.After that, Taiwan food has been developed on culture by mixing Chinese and Japanese culture. So we can enjoy Japanese food in Taiwan, and some Taiwan food which has been developed in Taiwan are similar taste to Japanese one. I would like to share my Taiwan experience. I went to Taiwan as a school trip in high school. I like Taiwan food because it's similar to Japanese and Chinese food.But there are individual differences. Actually, most of my friends don't like Taiwan food. They say that Taiwan foods are light taste and little bit stink. You know, most of Japanese food are strong taste, so I think Japanese people who are accustomed to Japanese food don't like Taiwan food. Actually, I didn't mind the light taste,because I originally preferred the light taste, but smell was a little bit severe for me. I have an intense memory of Taiwan food. The name of food is shu doufu. It is sold everywhere of Taiwan and it came from China. Appearances was almost same to Japanese tofu, but smell and taste was totally different.My friend couldn't eat it because it's too stank to eat. I ate it, but I didn't feel taste due to stink. In addition, some foods appearances were strange, like frog leg and chicken, which didn't process like we usually eat in Japan. However, when I tried to eat it, it's delicious despite its appearances.So I would say, if you have an opportunity to eat Taiwan food, don't hesitate to eat. There are individual differences, but you may feel delicious despite its appearances and stink. Next, I'm going to talk about New Zealand food. New Zealand food has been inherited from indigenous. Because New Zealand is placed near Australia, culture and food culture are similar. For instance, both New Zealand and Australia food has been inherited from indigenous. While Australia culture called Aussie, New Zealand culture called Kiwi. Because New Zealand is surrounded by sea, they are famous for seafood the same as Australians one. In addition, New Zealand has untouched wilderness area, so they are famous for fresh and clean food. At first, I'm going to talk about typical New Zealand food. I said New Zealand is famous for fresh and clean food, so oatmeal and cereal are typically eaten as a staple food in New Zealand. That New Zealand staple food called porridge, it oatmeal and cereal are including more crops or other fresh ingredients compared to other countries one. Additionally, there are a wide variety of cereal like cornflake, muesli, granola, Weet-Bix and Puff. Other staple food is seafood. Because both New Zealand and Australia food culture is similar, fish and chips is also famous and popular in New Zealand. In my experience, I ate oatmeal and cereal every morning. At first, I didn't like their oatmeal and cereal because those include a lot of crops. But I was accustomed to it until I went back. In addition, there were a lot of fish and chips shop, so I ate variety of fish and chips, like crayfish and salmon. Unfortunately, I couldn't see Japanese food in my area, but there are a lot of Japanese people in Auckland, which was former capital of New Zealand, so you can eat Japanese food in Auckland if you want. At first, I questioned him about situation of COVID-19 in Thailand and whether he missed Japan or not. He answered, coronavirus is entirely raging in Thailand, but he and his district is safe for now. I relieved for that. However, he wants to go back to Japan. Answer next question. Because he had been lived in Japan since he was high school, so he lived in Japan for many years. So he missed Japanese food. Next, I questioned him about which Thailand food is the best for you. He answered, number one is khao manggai. Khao manggai is relatively minor food in Thailand, eating rice and chicken with special sauce. I ate it when I went to Thailand festival, which held in Japan. It is overwhelmingly delicious compared to other Thailand food. So khao manggai is also my most favorite food of Thailand. I want to eat genuine khao manggai in Thailand. Next, I questioned if there differences between Thailand food eaten in Japan and eaten in Thailand. He answered, yes. He said, all of Thailand food which eaten in Japan is less spicy and less using coriander than that eaten in Thailand. I think it because many Japanese people don't like coriander and spicy. In addition, Thailand food eaten in Thailand is far more cheap than that eaten in Japan. Here is end of question to my guest. I hope he's safe and I'm looking forward to meeting again. I want to go to Thailand for many years, so if COVID-19 would relieved, I'd like to go there. At that time, please introduce me a lot of delicious Thailand food and take me another attractive place. Thank you for giving me an input. Thank you for listening to Food from Abroad. I was pleased to share my experience and favorite food. And unfortunately, my friend couldn't attend my podcast. I was pleased to share his native opinion. I hope you enjoy the show. This is Kyosuke Shinjo. I'm looking forward to seeing you again. I win if I could make you hungry. See you.